The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty.
But baby, it's cold outside. But baby, it's cold outside. Been hoping that you drop in. I'll
hope. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk with Meg, and yes, I made it through, thanks to my friend Susie Griffith, who has her four-wheel drive, and she drove me into the station this morning. So I'm happy to be here, but it is cold outside. But what really motivated me to come in is because my first guest this morning on Pep Talk, our Pensacola expert panel, is Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team from Levin Rinke Realty. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning, Meg. I wish I was there with you in person, but I'm heeding the advice of everyone, and I live out on the beach, so with the 3 mile bridge being down, here, but I'm here talking with you guys.
I'm so happy you're here and chatting with me, and yes, better to stay home with the 3 mile bridge. I'm pretty certain it's still closed, so, and you know, some of the roads looked real good, but there's a couple of little iffy spots. If you don't have to be out this morning, folks, don't go out, stay home. So you have been weathering the storm. What do you think of all of this with real estate marketers?
Oh my gosh, it's so crazy. It's such fun marketing material, though. It's been a blast, and it's been so much fun. I have an 8-year-old daughter.
We built
the saddest snowman ever. I did not realize how hard it is to get perfect balls. So
yeah.
Ours is more just like it's a tower, and we made it look like a snowman. But it's so interesting. We can have, you know, projections of flooding, you know, 4 inches of rain, you know, tornadoes, and people are still out there viewing homes and lifting their houses.
Really?
But the past couple of days, no one has been out. The snow is a game changer. They're going, we are not. I mean, we also had some people flying in to see one of our listings and obviously couldn't get here. And it's not just, you know, the people, but I mean, the agents, everyone has taken it very seriously going, you know what, we don't know how to drive in this. It's scary. I don't want to be stuck out there with it being so cold. So it has been, you know, just a standstill as far as real estate activity. But whenever that happens, it all gets pent up demand. And then once everything thaws, I think it'll get back to normal.
Well, hopefully you'll be super busy next week when everybody gets back to normal. And you know, hopefully if some people have seen, you have some great online photos of some of your properties. So that always helps too, that you have that tool. So I'm sure there's a lot of online shopping going on right now. So, and those folks can reschedule their flight and come in next week. So
that's the good news. And I've said it before, like during Christmas and other times when you're cooped up at home, you start noticing things that bother you, or you're going, man, we have way too many people in this house, or this home is way too big for me. Mm-hmm. I had to drip way too many pipes and worry about too much. So we typically see whenever people are stuck home for a few days, but maybe they're thinking about making some moves. Literally, right as I was about to get on here, a friend of mine, a client, she's like, hey, you know, our move-out date is May 1st. Can you come next week just to help us get ready? I was like, absolutely. I would love to. But honestly, if anyone has questions or anything, I have been bored. So send me some questions.
Yes.
If you're just curious what your home is worth, I can do a market analysis from my computer and at least give you an idea of what things are going for without seeing it. Give me things to do. I am going stir crazy here not being able to move. Well, I was good the first day or two, but now, like, my husband's like, Christina, get out of the house. Like, go somewhere.
That's a little bit what happens to me,
give
too.
Give me something to do.
I'm good. I'm so excited to be home for a day or two, and then after, like, day two, I'm done. I'm like, hyper. I got to get out. If you have some questions.
Getting antsy.
Yeah, if you have some questions for Christina, she is from Leavenworth, Christina Leavenworth at Levin Rinke Realty. She has a whole team of realtors that works with her. And so if you have some questions, you're sitting at home and thinking, you know what, maybe it is time to sell this house, you can go ahead and text them in this morning at 850-437-1620. And I know she'll do her best to answer any questions you might have. I did see Christina on Facebook. I don't know if you're okay with talking about this, but it was a very powerful story about your when you were 12. Would you like to talk about what happened?
Yeah, no, I can.
Because it's very helpful.
I mean, it's one of those things you think everyone knows, but then you realize they don't. And I mentioned it to a group of friends over the weekend. But yeah, my house burned down during a deep freeze just like this back in 1995. And my mom was trying to keep the pipes warm and not freeze. So she wrapped them up with a little towel And then she put a spotlight on them to keep them extra warm. But the spotlight blew up. There was some sort of fuse cut or something. It caught that towel on fire, and the whole home was, like, burned. It was a total loss, and we were sleeping inside. So during this time of year, I know that this is one of the top times of the year that we see fires, house fires. And I know that our area experienced some during the deep freeze. So it's just a reminder to be extra careful during this time of year.
Yeah, I was very moved by the story. I saw the pictures and everything, and it is such a reminder. We're still going to have some cold until the weekend and start warming up. So, again, they're saying to protect the pipes, but don't put extra spotlights or lights on it, as what happened with your mom. And you know, be careful, and there's things you can do to protect your home. But definitely, this is be very careful this time of year with something like this. But thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely. So, yeah, it's like, you know, a lot of people don't realize it's like they're in such a hurry to, like, make sure their home's okay. You really do need to think about what you're doing, because we're not experienced with this. We really aren't.
No, not
and
at all.
And there's tons of professional, you know, advice out there. Heed that advice. Listen to News Radio 1620. Listen to local experts and, you know, do what they say. So hopefully we're at the tail end of this and things will start de-thawing today.
That's yes. I 100% agree with that thought.
Yes.
So now with the market and everything that's been happening, and of course we've got a new president that's taken over this week. We touched on this a little bit the last time you were here with us, but talk a little bit about that. You were talking about the market and where we're what we're looking at in January and February.
So during this time of year, it's a springtime market, and historically, we always see things pick up during this time of year. There's a few reasons. People are cold in other places. Maybe we won't be so attractive after we got all this media attention. But for the most part, they know Florida is a warm place. And also, a lot of families, they want to move during the springtime, so they're all set up for the summer. So they're ready for the next school year. So if you're closing on something in March or April, school gets out in May, so we're almost to that summertime. So that is really the whole key. If you start looking in June or July, then you might get into a new school year, and you don't want to move your kids during the school year. So we see a lot of that, just really wanting to get something set, and you know, that's just the time of year we see it. And we have seen more activity. We've seen more of our homes get more showings. Some of them go under contract, which is all good stuff. We saw all that last week. And then this week, of course, things have slowed down. We expect that to continue to happen. We had an open house where I think we had like 30 people come by.
Oh, that's great.
And it was cold. It wasn't the prettiest day. It's so funny. There's no rhyme or reason on when an open house is successful. Sometimes it's a beautiful day and it's successful. Other times it's a beautiful day and no one shows up because they want to be at the beach. So you really have
right.
No idea. But we market it as much as we can. So we give you the best odds of it being successful. If the entire town decides they want to go to the beach, we can't help that.
Right,
we can make sure they at least know the open house is happening.
That's right. Well, and you have a selling point now. You can say, if anybody complains about, oh, well, you guys get snow, you can say, no, we haven't had this kind of snow since 1895.
Yeah,
that was
exactly,
our last three
exactly. It was
records.
A once-in-a-lifetime.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime deal.
But so we're telling our daughter, she was like, do you think this will happen again? I'm like, probably not. I'm like,
no.
Not in your lifetime, not in my lifetime.
No.
Like, probably not. I don't see it happening. I did see some graphics somewhere saying that, like, early February, we're supposed to have another freeze coming our way. I'm like, oh, geez.
Oh, no.
Like, this
no.
is cute and fun. But, yeah, we don't want it all the time.
Oh, my goodness. So if someone is thinking about selling at this point, what would be the first steps to take? I mean, are there things they could do while they're home right now?
Yeah. Yeah, give us a call. And that's something, again, we're happy to talk about. I have an entire team that is bored. Their kids are home. They're going a little crazy. And they would love to have some adult conversations. So give them
go.
A call. And when we can FaceTime with you and say, okay, wow, like that's a, you know, we can look at that. Also, we can just kind of give you a roadmap. But we can start looking at comps. We can give you a range saying, hey, I think this is probably where your home lies. And if they tell me it is the cutest, most updated, stylish house,
mm-hmm.
off of that, I could go, all right, this is what I think it probably would go for. If they tell me, it's pretty original, we think that pretty much everything needs to be updated, I can also give an idea off of that. And then we go in person and let them know. So that's one thing. Or if you're looking to buy, give us a call. We can get you pre-approved today. Our lenders, they're working. Everyone's working. They're just working from home. They're working
right,
in the warmth.
Right.
So give them a call and we can figure that out. And what I always love to say, like we, because we do this all day, every day, we know about so many programs out there. where you get free money, where if you don't have much to put down, but it's your dream to become a homeowner, we can say, hey, how about you try this or do that and think of different options out there. Where again, it's just, it's a good time while there's not much to do to start to dream, think about, oh, maybe I can be a homeowner. Or if you are renting somewhere and, you know, you're like, I want my own place now. I want my own place that I can make sure is warm through storms. And I want to change the color of these walls. I've been looking at them too long. We can help you with that. Anything you want. We're here all the time. And I say this, we honestly have helper hearts. We want to help. So if you call 850-378-1260, that is my team phone number. And it rings to all agents at the same time. And you'll talk to a highly qualified, amazing agent who I have hand-selected to be on my team. And or if you need to talk to me, you can ask for me and they can get me the message. Because while I'm talking to you right now, obviously I'm not going to pick up the phone. So we have right. systems set up so where we can do this. So yeah, give us a call. We're always free. And you can always text us. We love helping out with that. We just want to be your real estate advisors for life. Even if it doesn't mean buying or selling, if you're sick of those walls and you're like, hey, right now they're, you know, Pepto pink. What color should I paint them, Christina?
Right.
Well, then I probably will ask you a couple of questions, you know, and if you're not opposed to like a white, hey, here's a really great, you know, warm white you can use, or here's a really great like soft, you know, light green you can use, or just depending on what your preferences are. Things like that we're always happy to help with.
Okay, we've got a couple questions that have come in on the text, and you can always text in. We're talking to Christina Leavenworth, the Leavenworth team from Leavenrinke Realty this morning. You can text in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk with Meg. So one of the questions, and you've kind of touched on this already a little bit, but specifically they said, what advice would you give to a first-time home buyer in today's market? We plan on buying by the end of next year.
So just definitely talk to someone now so you can get that game plan in place. I don't think it's a bad idea to have a soft pull on your credit just to see where your credit's at, because if it needs to be worked on, the great news is you have time. You might be able to do some really simple things to get your credit where it needs to be. And a lender can tell you that. Like maybe you paying down one thing isn't the best bang for your buck. Maybe it's better to do this, because there is strategy there to make sure you get your credit up. So I think doing that, talking to a realtor about maybe how much you expect to have saved up by then. And that way we can say, hey, this is really your target goal to get the best interest rate, to get all these things together. If you don't have much money and you don't think you'll accumulate much by then, same sort of thing. Like, let's just talk about areas. Let's talk about strategy, different programs out there to see if you qualify. It starts with a conversation and also really figuring out what you can afford. Talking to a lender or us, if you say, I really want my payments to be under $2,000 a month, then I can go in and say, okay, this is probably where your purchase price needs to be. Here are the neighborhoods that have homes like that. And then you can see going, oh man, I love that. Or, ooh, I don't really know if I like those homes too much. I'd rather wait a couple more years where we're making more money, we have more saved, and just come up with a strategy. That's all what it's all about.
Oh, that sounds great. So thank you for answering that question, and thanks for sending it in and for listening. If you have a question for Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty and Leavenrinke Realty, you can text it in at 850-437-1620. Got another one for you. It says, hi, Christina. Is home title theft really as easy to do as the advertisements say? Thank you.
Home title?
Yeah, that's what it says. Home title theft. Really as
What's
easy
the other
to
word?
Do.
Theft?
Maybe it's an insurance theft? Policy. Theft, T-H-E-F-T.
Home title theft.
Theft, okay.
I'm going to like Google this. Theft. Home title theft. Oh, theft, like stealing it. Oh,
people stealing your home title. Maybe that's what it is, people stealing your home title.
So on vacant land, that is happening, and we are really highly trained on that. I think last week I got 3 fake listings, like the people called saying, I have this land to sell. And immediately we go, all right, thank you. And we're like, due to precautions we need to take, can you please send me your driver's license? But that's not enough. So, well, A, they don't. That usually makes them go away. B, what we do from there is go, okay, great, thank you. Well, now we are going to have title confirm you are who you say you are. And what they do is they mail a letter to the address on record for the owner of that property. So it's not the actual vacant address, to the owner saying, hey, somebody is trying to sell your home. Please give us a call today so we either we know it's you or we know it's not you. So we have all these things in place. So it's mostly with vacant land because somebody will pretend that they're that person. And then they get, so A, they could have a fake driver's license. It's easy to make. B, they can have a friend notarize it. So they could, this was really prevalent, but most title companies and a lot of realtors are more clued in. But if you're a brand new realtor and you're hungry for a listing and somebody calls you like a waterfront listing, they probably wouldn't know this. And if they use a title company who wasn't super experienced, there's a lot that can go on there. So we're super careful with vacant land for that reason. Because if it's a house, you're normally meeting the person at the house. You're giving an evaluation. They're handing you the keys. You're seeing them in real life. There's other things going on. If it was someone from, and a lot of it's like Eastern Europe, it's, you know, all over, someone from out of the country calling me to sell their house, how are they going to get me the keys?
Mm-hmm.
They have to like mail them. So if it's an existing home, that is not very prevalent, but on the vacant land, we're seeing that all the time.
Okay, great. Thank you for that question. That was a great question. Got another one for you, Christina. We're talking with Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Team at Leavenwinkie Realty, and we're answering some questions about real estate this morning, 850-437-1620. Here's the next question for you. It says, are contingency contracts an option these days? For example, I'll buy your home when my home sells.
Yes. We are seeing more and more of those be accepted because the market is a little slower. A lot of times if your home is not even listed yet and not under contract, a lot of sellers are going to be a little apprehensive to take it. They're going to need a timeline. They're going to need to know, okay, hey, our home is not on the market, but it's going on the market tomorrow. And me as an agent for that seller, I'm going to ask, what is their strategy before they accept this contingent offer? Like, where are you listing it at? When are you planning to do price adjustments? So we know that there's a strategy here. They're not taking a $200,000 house and then listing it for $500,000 and just hoping it sells and then my seller pulls their home off the market and doesn't get any traction. However, if a home is already under contract or if it's been listed and it's getting a lot of activity, we're seeing a lot of sellers really be open to that. Back during the pandemic, no way. They were like, they would laugh at that. Go, that's cute. Now, we're seeing a lot of sellers work with it. And it's nice because that's how a lot of people need to buy and sell. They can't buy a new home until they sell theirs. And again, it's a delicate dance when you do this. We do it all the time and we help them with it. We let them know all their risks. We tell them this is going to be stressful. You're not only selling your house, but you're buying one at the same time. But we walk them through every step of the way. So it's definitely a possibility.
Well, and that's why new
construction, they take it all the time. New construction, they are always good with contingencies. It's just when you're buying, you know, a pre-existing home type of thing where it just depends on their situation. But definitely we're seeing more and more of those accepted.
And that's why it's so good to have someone, a realtor with your experience so that you can navigate those waters for sure. So that's a great question. Got another
Absolutely.
One that's come in. Now, we talked about this a little bit earlier in the show, but this is, does she think the incredible snow will hurt Pensacola's brand as a Florida city with great weather? Will there be a dip in demand and consequently lower housing prices?
I don't believe so. I think anyone with a brain is going, wow, this was a phenomenon. The last time it happened was in 1890.
Yeah,
and
right.
I think they're enjoying our photos as well. As far as our temperatures, most people have always known that we have more seasonality than South Florida, where we are getting a fall and a winter and a spring. And they know that. They're like, you're not as hot as South Florida. And there are some people that are true snowbirds and they never want it to get below 70. And that's never really been our market. People coming here, they know our temperatures and everything. So I don't think it's going to impact us at all. If anything, I think all the beautiful photos put us on the map even more. The beach photos yesterday were insane.
Oh my gosh.
Snow and the sand. And the water was so flat. We have people snowboarding and skiing on our beaches. I think it has marketed us incredibly. I think we've been on the map and they're going, man, this is a beautiful area. And I think everyone is going to go, it's Florida. That's crazy that they got snow. This is such a cool thing for them. And they know that, you know, it's melting 2 days later and the sun's shining. So I think it's going to be more of a great marketing play. And I've seen, you know, Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce, all the people out in 30A and Alice Beach, those marketers and social media people have been on point. They're like, we are not letting this opportunity go. We are going to post like crazy.
That sounds good. So we just got a little update from Dave, who says that the Gulf Breeze Pensacola Bay Bridge is now open. So please use extreme caution.
Yay!
As conditions are still hazardous and only travel if absolutely necessary. So that's an update. So we had another question. You're popular this morning. Everybody's listening, Christina.
I love that. Everyone's bored at home.
Okay, this young man, I say, it says he's 60 years old, bachelor, disabled veteran, and he said that he has a four bedroom, two bath home that's been updated. It has an appraisal of about $225,000. He said, it's too much space for me. However, my expenses are minimal. He said, so I'm open to any type of property other than a trailer. Any suggestions? HOAs terrify me. So what would be some of the options
okay,
if someone's
no
downsizing?
HOA.
Yeah, that kind of.
Yeah. I have a few questions, like, you know, A, when was this property appraised? Because a four-bedroom, two-bath at 220 being updated sounds kind of low.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sounds low for me there. Regarding no HOAs, on the downsizing, that is something we see a lot, where you are getting a smaller two-bedroom, two-bath. So there are some neighborhoods, and with it being an HOA, they're single-family homes, but your HOA is like $100 a year. It's just for those covenants and restrictions. There is a two-bedroom, two-bath neighborhood out in Milton near the interstate that might be perfect for him. That might be a good idea. And if you, again, text me or call me, young sir, at 850-378-1260, and we can connect offline on that, where that might be a good option for you. And also, the best, I think good realtors are good, you know, question askers. Asking him, downsizing, is it just in space, or is it also, are you wanting a significantly cheaper place? Are you wanting something in the hundreds? Figuring that out so we can best help you there to understand what his goals are. And it's always just about what their goals are.
Right. And that's what you're so good at. And you've mentioned before that there's no fee for someone to come in and talk to you or one of the members of your team.
Never.
If you're buying or selling.
Never.
And find out what their needs are and what they're looking for.
Absolutely. We love doing it. I promise we do. It's just a way to get to know a new friend. That's how I look at it. And we can help you. And we can point you in the right direction. Someone called me the other day and she trusted a friend to list her home. And I don't think the person had a ton of experience. And she called me asking for some advice. And I was like, hey, I'm not going to step on any toes here. But here's maybe a few things you can suggest to this person you hired of some ideas and maybe to get your home more exposure. I get nothing for that other than just trying to help someone. So we're always here to help no matter what your situation is.
Okay, so we've got about a minute left, Christina. This time has flown by. Anything you want to mention? Maybe your website, your phone numbers, and that kind of thing?
Yeah, so 850-378-1260. The website is bestrealtorsinpensacola.com. But if you just Google Christina Leavenworth, all of our info always comes up. We're always happy to help. While you're stuck inside today, give us a shout. Give me something to do. Give my team some adult conversations to have.
There you go.
It would be great. But no, I hope everyone stays safe. Gulf Breeze Bridge is open. That is great news. I have a feeling we're de-thawing today, and hopefully tomorrow things should be back to business.
Yeah, I think the roads are starting to look a little bit better, so that's the good news, like you said. And again, this is a Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and we're talking with Christina Leavenworth from the Leavenworth team from Leavenwinkie Realty.
BestRealtorsInPensacola.com.
BestRealtorsInPensacola.com. And your phone number one more time, just in case.
850-378-1260. Just put it in your phone number, write it as your realtor for life, whatever you want, so we're on speed dial when you need us.
Perfect. Thank you so much, for Christina, for calling in. Stay safe, enjoy the snow, and enjoy this downtime, and I know you're going to be a busy girl next week.